This is Nina Lockwood. Welcome to the first exercise for Module 6, Find Your Flow. Learning how to recognize the signs that your life is in flow requires not only an intention and a commitment, but the development of specific skills. And these skills will enable you to become increasingly aware of what's showing up in your world and how those things express meaning, validation, or confirmation by the universe. And there are certain styles of discerning and interpreting what's around us. Each of those styles has a distinct impact on our brains. For instance, what neural pathways are developed, or which side of the brain becomes dominant. That, in turn, influences how our bodies take in both the inner and outer information that's constantly being broadcast. So to give you clarity on how your body-mind interprets the world around you, I'd like to offer you two different tools to discover both your predominant learning style and your brain hemispheric preference. In other words, which of your five senses are dominant? And is that information coming through that dominant sense being processed by your left brain or your right brain? I think you're going to find these assessments very interesting and will give you some real insight about yourself. They might even confirm what you've already suspected. What you learn from these assessments is going to help speed up your flow lifestyle learning curve. Regardless of whether you're easing yourself in or you're jumping in, depending on your style, to that unique way that flow appears for you. So in this exercise that I've called Learn How You Learn, you're going to have the opportunity to take these two different assessments. And those are taken from the book entitled How to Learn Anything Quickly. And to paraphrase the inside of the book jacket, this is going to help you find the easiest way to learn new information, to understand it, and to remember it. So the first assessment will show you your learning style preference. Visual, kinesthetic, tactile, or auditory. And the second assessment will reveal your brain hemispheric dominance, right brain or left brain. As you go through and answer the questions in each assessment, just choose the answers that most accurately reflect how you most frequently respond. And if you find that you could very easily choose more than one answer, just do your best to select the one that is most dominant. That being said, you still might need to check more than one answer, and that's okay. This audio is simply the introduction to these assessments, so get your pen ready and download the PDF format from the link to the right of this audio. Have fun, and let's compare notes once you're done.